This is Tatenda Gumbo. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Thursday, June 16th, 2016. Zimbabwean police have running battles with youth calling themselves Tajamuka Sesijilike, demanding the immediate resignation of President Robert Mugabe, abandonment of plans to introduce bond notes, government to account for $15 billion in diamond proceeds which disappeared in Manicaland province, and immediate release of abducted political activist Itai Dzamara, among other issues. Two political parties urged the International Monetary Fund to stop helping President Robert Mugabe's government, saying they are likely to prescribe wrong economic measures for a nation that is already on its knees. The parties want wide consultations with all stakeholders before the IMF releases any lines of credit to Zimbabwe. The U.S. Ambassador Harry Thomas Jr. says despite targeted sanctions, Zimbabwe and America enjoy good trade relations, with Zimbabwe actually enjoying a trade surplus last year. And we will give you a detailed analysis of the current debate on the Local Government Laws Amendment Bill, seeking to give the Minister of Local Government power to fire councillors and mayors. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter. This evening on Live Talk, our hosts of the Women's Roundtable, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye and Praxidis Jeremiah, will be talking with listeners and experts about women living in the diaspora. Participate by sending your messages on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. You can also post comments on our Facebook wall or send us your number so we can call you back. Please note that we are live streaming on all Studio 7 Facebook pages. Stay tuned.